Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'awadu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi who spent his life remembering us, that Nabi who spent his life praying for me and you. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha states that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand in the court of Allah at night praying for his ummah for so long. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go and preach, sometimes people would throw stones at him to the extent that his blessed feet would be covered in blood and they would be stuck to his blessed sandals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so many sacrifices for me and you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he let his grandchild be martyred in the way of the religion. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave his blessed city for the propagation of the deen. And today, me and you do not have time to remember that Nabi. Today, me and you do not have time to think about that Nabi. That Nabi who prayed for me and you, who removes difficulties from us, who cures our illnesses through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who causes our sorrows to disappear, that individual, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and today we do not have time to remember him. And the scholars say that one of the best ways to increase your love and remembrance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to recite durood upon him. So if you want to show the expression of your love, if you want to show that you love the Messenger of Allah, if you want to show that you have an affection towards him, you are connected with him, then you need to recite salutations upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So remember, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the most accepted personality in the court of Allah. And if we want to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the quickest ways we can do is to please and love the Messenger of Allah, and through the Messenger of Allah we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we're coming to the end of the series, it is only fair that we talk about the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this episode. Today we will just listen to some stories and some parables from the life of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beauty of the Messenger of Allah. And there's so much we can talk about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the scholars write that if the oceans were to turn into ink and the branches were to turn into pens, and we started to write the sifat, we started to write the beauty and the perfection and the attributes of the Messenger of Allah, we started to write the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ink would finish, the pens would break, but we would not be able to even complete a small chapter of the awsaf of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come from a pure womb to a pure womb. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the womb of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu anha and she gave birth to him, it has been stated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was naturally circumcised. The umbilical cord was not there, and the Messenger of Allah had surma, kuhl in his eyes. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was trying to tell the people that nobody can beautify my Prophet, nobody can beautify Muhammad, nobody can do something to him because he has come with perfection. He has come out of the womb of his mother in such perfection that you cannot prepare him any further. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he comes out of the womb of his mother, he falls into prostration and he is saying, "Ummati, Ummati." He's remembering me and you at the time. And then we, if we look into the shabab, the youth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was known as As-Sadiqul Amin. Even before he declared his prophethood, he was known around the people of Arabia as As-Sadiq wal-Ameen. He was known as the most truthful one. He was known as the most praiseworthy one. It has been stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his youth, in his young age, was such an individual that people would look up to him. He was a role model. He never ever worshipped an idol. He never went close to any sin. He never went close to worshipping anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would spend his times in the cave of Hira, in the Ghar Hira, and he would worship Allah and he would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the Messenger of Allah. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not granted prophethood at the age of 40. He declared his prophethood at the age of 40. The Prophet says that I was a Nabi when Adam had not been fully created. I was still a Nabi at that time. So the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in fact the first which was granted to anybody. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first prophet. He was the first Nabi. Every single other Nabi came after him, but the Messenger of Allah came at the end. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saving the best till last. Allah ta'ala was preparing the world. Allah ta'ala was decorating the world. Allah ta'ala's other messengers were giving the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Bible, if you look in the authentic versions of the Bible, you find that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is talking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he's saying that there's going to be a person who's going to come after me with the name of Ahmad, and he's going to have a very elevated rank. He's going to have a very high status. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he comes into this world and he illuminates this world. Before the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this world was in dark ages, because after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, there had not been any prophet who had come. So there was a very long gap in which people had fallen into the depth of ignorance. People had fallen into the depth of sins, to the extent people would bury their own daughters. People would murder one another. It was complete chaos, and these were known as the dark ages. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and the ulama, they write a very beautiful reason for the Messenger of Allah to be sent to the nation of Arab. He could have been sent to any other nation, but because he was sent to the nation of Arabs, the reason behind this, one of the reasons behind this, is because that nation was so corrupt, that nation was so misguided, that nation was so far away from the truth, that it would have been a miracle to bring them on the right path. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being sent to the nation of Arabia was a miracle in itself. And the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rectified them, subhanallah, that those people now are known as some of the people with the best akhlaq. They're known as the people with some of the best characteristics. If you look at Indonesia, the biggest Muslim country by population, over 200, 250 million Muslims. How did they become Muslims? They became Muslims because traders from Arabia, Muslim traders, went into Indonesia and they traded with those. And when those people seen the akhlaq, when those people seen the charisma and the characteristics and the personalities of the Muslims, they said, subhanallah, these people are upon the truth. What are we doing? And they accepted Islam. So people, they do not study Islam, they study Muslims. So we need to try to be the perfect role models. We need to try to be those Muslims. And when people look at us, they want to embrace Islam. And this was why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the nation of Arabs, and he rectified them in such a way that there came a time when a companion was dying of thirst and he had water, but he sacrificed that water for his Muslim brother so that he may drink. And when the water was brought to that companion, he was dying. He said, go take it to the next brother because he is dying. And by the time they came to the first one, he had embraced martyrdom. And they went to the next one, he had embraced martyrdom, that they gave up their own lives for the sake of their Muslim brothers. This is what the Prophet came and he taught us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing the rights of the neighbors to such an extent that people thought that maybe the neighbors will be included in our wills. We will have to leave some money for our neighbors. This is the right of the neighbors. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst are those people who goes to sleep on a full stomach and his neighbor sleeps on an empty stomach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the recognition of our neighbor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and that woman who used to be buried in the ground, that woman who used to have no rights, the Messenger of Allah granted her such rights that he said that if a person has three daughters, or if a person has two daughters, or if a person has one daughter, and and he looks after them in accordance to the Islam, he raises them properly, then me and him will be like this in paradise. The Prophet ﷺ lifted his fingers and he joined his fingers and said, me and him will be shoulder to shoulder in paradise. The Messenger of Allah raised it to such an extent that when she is a daughter, she is a mean of forgiveness for her parents. And when she becomes a mother, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised her rank so much that he placed paradise under her feet. Meaning that the rank of a mother is such that paradise is in the feet of your mother. This is the status of your mother. This is the status which is granted to the women by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then how can we not love him? Then how can we not approach the sunnahs? Then how can we not follow his footsteps when he has been the best mankind? And it is not only as Muslims who consider him to be the best of creation. If you look at books where has been mentioned the 100 most influential people to ever live upon this earth, not in the last 50, 100, 152, but ever live in the world, non-Muslims have credited the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the best ever individual upon this earth. The most influential person to ever face this earth. And this is not the opinion of a Muslim. Subhanallah, it reminds you that even before the Prophet had declared his prophethood, the kuffar of Makkah would consider him to be trustworthy, al-sadiq al-ameen. And even today the kuffar, they might not believe in him, but they have nothing to say against his character. They have nothing to say against his truthfulness. They consider him a revolutionist. They consider him to be the best leader that has ever walked upon the face of this earth. They consider him to be the best economist to sort out the economy of the world. In everything, every single quality which you consider to be good, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the perfection of that. And he reached the perfection of it in such a way that any individual who goes on to follow the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become perfect within himself, will become elevated within the peoples. Subhanallah, the more you learn about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you talk about him, the more you think about him, the more you remember him, the more you fall in love with him. And carrying on, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed many, many miracles. Even if you look at when the Prophet was a baby, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in his cradle, and whichever direction he would move his finger towards, the moon would move towards that direction. Today, scientists are saying that there are cracks in the moon, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1400 years ago split the moon in half, and then he brought it back together. And people seen this mu'jiza of the Messenger of Allah, and they accepted Islam. They say the Prophet ﷺ performed over 1,000 miracles of his time, and the biggest miracle being the Quran. The biggest miracle being the Quran, which was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So we need to ask ourselves, the biggest miracle which is given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Quran wal-Kareem. The Quran has been referred to as Shifa. The Quran has been referred to as the healness of broken hearts. It's stated that if the Quran was to be revealed upon the mountains would turn into dust. Then imagine if we were to let the meaning of the Quran enter upon our hearts, how he will change our hearts. So we need to attach ourselves with the Quran. We need to learn the Quran. It was revealed to the Messenger of Allah. It is the same Quran which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would recite. It is the same Quran which Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu would recite. It is the same Quran which Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu would recite. It's the same Quran which Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu would recite. It's the same Quran which Imam Azam Abu Hanifa would recite. It's the same Quran which Ghawsul Azam would recite. It's the same Quran which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu would recite. All of these blessed personalities who gained high statuses in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would recite the exact same Quran which me and you have in possession today. But what benefit do we take from it? What do we learn from it? Forget what we learn from it. Do we know how to recite the Quran? We spend 10, 15 years studying, we become doctors and engineers, and we become masters, and we have PhDs, and we do doctorates, and we do all of these things. But when it comes to reciting one page of the Quran, we are the people who go and hide behind the curtain because we struggle to recite the Quran. What kind of a Muslim, what type of a Muslims are we that Allah has granted us wealth, Allah has granted us honor, Allah has granted us everything, and we are doing everything except the purpose of our lives? We are doing everything except studying that which was revealed to the Messenger of Allah. These are the words of God. It's the Kalamullah. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was in prison because he would stand firm that it is the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. And today, we do not know how to recite the Quran. If you do not know how to recite the Quran, don't worry. Your Dawat-e-Islami teaches you how to recite the Quran. Your Dawat-e-Islami free of cost will teach you how to recite the Quran. It will give you the understanding of the Quran, but we have to become those people who want to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who learn the Quran and have an attachment with the Quran. And if any mistakes that have been made, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.